doing in here?
Rinsing nappies. Do you want me to clear out for you?
No, it's okay. Don't go. I'd rather not die alone.
Are you going to throw up?
Do you mind? I just came for a drink of water.
Somebody's liver salts here.
Vincey's.
Oh, I'll mix you some.
Go on then, little mother.
Sit on the edge of the bath. Drink this.
Ugh.
You are an idiot, you know. In your condition, think what it might do to the baby.
Look, it's the baby that's doing it to me. All I had was a few glasses of red wine.
Oh.
Where's Carol?
Making tea and things.
She in the same state as me?
Not far off. It was quite a party, wasn't it?
Ooh.
Even moonshine's hiccuping.
I'm not surprised. What are you doing here, anyway?
Don't you remember?
What do you mean?
Nothing like that. We all came back here after the pub closed.
And there was a bloke with a guitar.
Yeah, he was a friend of Tom's. The one who turned up with the plonk.
Yeah, that's right. And then Roger turned up with a whole lot more. And then things get a bit hazy.
Everyone drifted off in the end. Tom started walking to Fulham about 3.
Oh.
Quite mad. And I put you and Carol to bed. Literally. Neither of you was capable.
Oh, I see. Well, what about Vince and Roger?
Well, I wasn't going to put them to bed.
No, I mean, didn't they give you a hand?
Still flat out on the studio floor.
Oh. Well, it was a sort of farewell party, I suppose. The last time. Well, I won't be here next New Year's, that's for sure.
Might not even be here next week, after that eviction order.
Belt up, will you?
What are you going to do, Debbie? Where are you going to go?
Search me. I might stick with Carol.
Yes, but where?
Not now, sonny boy, not now. Anyway, I don't turn you out that quickly.
Do these nappies go on the line over the bath?
I don't see why you're doing it.
Oh, someone's got to.
Blimey. Why are you at home, anyway?
Well, I couldn't just walk out on you last night. I wouldn't leave moonshine.
Why not?
Well, you...
I think we wouldn't look after her or something. God, that's the trouble with you, flaming elite. You always came around taking flaming responsibility.
I also have to be feeling pretty rough myself, if you really want to know. So I just lay down and went to sleep. I didn't think you'd mind.
Make yourself at home. Be our guest.
Thanks.
What are you waiting for now?
Breakfast.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Mr. Underdown, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm Rob Pengelly. From the Nashie Stop flat.
Yes, that's right. I thought I knew your face. Quiet, isn't it? We seem to be the only people about.
Yes.
Going for a walk?
Well, sort of.
Oh.
Excuse me asking, but you aren't by any chance a friend of the landlord's, are you?
I beg your pardon?
Only I saw you ringing at the pub door.
Oh, I see. No, I do know Mr. Fitzroy, but... I'm just calling for someone.
Oh.
I'm supposed to be taking Mrs. Brewer to the station. She tried to get away the other day, but she missed a train.
Mrs. Brewer?
Donald Fitzroy's sister.
Ah. Making sure she doesn't miss it a second time, eh?
Yes. Except that nobody seems to be about. Did you want to see him?
Oh, not exactly. Sounds a bit daft, really, but... Well, it's my flatmate. I know he was going to spend the evening in a pub here, and, well, he didn't make it home last night.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I'm sure he's all right. New Year's Eve and all that.
Yes, it certainly seems to have had quite an effect on everybody. Oh,
George! Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. Oh, there's two of you.
Mr. Pengelly, you were just wondering if Donald happened to know anything about a friend of his.
Well, he was over here last night. I thought he might have mentioned where he was going.
Oh, Donald didn't say anything to me. Well, I wouldn't like to wake him up again. I really wouldn't. I went in to say goodbye, and I nearly got my head bitten off.
Oh, dear.
What's your friend's name, dear?
Dickon Firth.
Dickon? Oh, he was definitely over here last night. I saw him.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Underdown. It's just I wondered if he might have said where he was going on afterwards. But never mind. Sorry to have bothered you. It's fuss about nothing, I expect. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, snap.
Right, that's the pineapple jelly.
Shall I put it in the fridge?
Oh, yes, please.
Are we going to have a jelly rabbit?
If you want.
Can I cut up the jelly, then?
You can take complete charge.
What? Shall I let Abby help stir it?
Well, that would be very kind.
Just off, darling.
Oh, where are you going, Daddy?
To fetch Grandpa.
Oh. Well, can't I have Mr. Tully to the party as well?
Now, look, we've been into all that, Jeremy. You're having Rob. Now, there are quite enough people coming already.
Well, can Mr. Tully come to tea another day?
Yes, I dare say. Darling, we'd better get Father to bed the minute I get him back here, don't you think?
Well, give him lunch in bed, you mean?
Yes, he'll need as much rest as he can get before the party.
Yeah. I'll go and tell Abby.
Right, with any luck, he'll have a little sleep afterwards. You won't wake him up till the last possible minute.
Wake up.
Not again. Shirley, please, have mercy.
It's time to wake up, Cliff Edwards.
Oh, I will.
Good. Cliff.
Oh, all right. Hang about. I'm up, all right? There.
That's better.
Well, what's the matter, anyway?
Nothing. It's 10:30, that's all.
Oh, so there was a flaming fire somewhere.
No, just Rob Pengelly wanting to know where Dickon is.
Yeah. How the hell should I know?
That's what I told him, politely.
Look, hang about a minute. Dickon Firth. Why am I supposed to know where Dickon Firth is?
Because he was at the Wagoners last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob reckoned he might have told you where he was going on to. Hasn't been home all night.
Oh, good for him.
Rob seemed a bit worried.
Oh, for crying out loud, hasn't he ever had a night out on the tiles?
That's what I said, politely.
Is he frightened Dickon's been run over or run in or something?
I don't know. Guess who he bumped into earlier, though, when he was out looking round at the Wagoners?
Who?
George.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing Jessie Brewer to the station.
Jessie Brewer?
Yes.
Well, probably making sure she doesn't miss her train again, I suppose.
I suppose so.
There we are. Oh, wait a minute, though. You're never going to be able to get it down from there. It's heavy.
Oh, I'll manage, George. Don't worry.
No, I'll put it down between the seats.
Okay.
Oh, that's better. You'll get that all right.
I haven't been spoilt like this for a long time.
Then it's time you were a bit. You've got something to read, have you?
Oh, yes, thanks. And I've got my knitting.
And here's a little something to keep you going on the way.
Oh, chocolates. Oh, fancy thinking of that.
Well, I do live over a sweet shop.
Oh, you shouldn't have, though, really.
I believe, you see, that the ladies were made to be looked after.
Oh, well, it was very nice of you to come along with me.
Not at all.
It made all the difference.
I quite enjoyed it, to tell you the truth. Days my own, and a little trip on the tube with agreeable company could be nicer.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to meet you. And now you can go back and tell Donald that I really have left this time.
Right.
We won't believe it otherwise.
Oh, good gracious.
Oh, you'd better get off, George, quick.
Yes, I think I'd better.
Well, but otherwise you're going to be leaving as well and ringing Donald from Oxfordshire.
It seems to have stopped again.
Oh. I don't think you ought to risk it.
No, I better get out.
Oh, no, mind the stairs.
Yes, there's the guard.
Oh, don't wait. You'll get cold.
It's all right. I'll wave you off.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
My umbrella.
Mind your marks.
I left it on the tube.
Your umbrella?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Don't worry. I'll see to it.
It's a brown
one.
A brown one?
With a glass handle.
A glass handle. Leave it to me, Jessie. Don't worry about a thing.
Okay.
Just about.
It's quite a climb, isn't it?
It is with this in front.
Rob? Oh, must be hard. Come on. I'll put the kettle on. You sit down.
Okay.
Oh, Rob. Where the heck have you been? What?
Oh.
I brought Debbie round.
Yeah, I can see. Didn't it occur to you I might be worried?
What about?
Just whether you were all right.
No.
Why didn't you ring me?
Sorry, it never occurred to me. I slept round at the squat, and then it sort of turned into lunch. And now, well, I thought we could all three have a cuppa.
Not for me, Squire.
Oh, why?
Because I'm going to a kid's tea party.
See you then.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know. Obviously upset him somehow.
Really? I shall go mad.
What's the matter, darling?
Oh, I sympathise. Children's parties are very wearing.
Oh, it's not the children, it's father.
Yes, he is holding forth a bit, isn't he?
Liz and I escaped to do the washing up. It was a delicious tea, Liz.
I just can't get him to bed.
Does it matter?
Well, he's had quite enough excitement for his first day. And apart from that, he's ruining it for Jeremy.
He has slightly taken over, hasn't he? I mean, it's more like Arthur's party.
They're waiting for Rob to play the fishing game with them. And Father just keeps telling them to stop interrupting. And he's taking Rob through the whole gamut of his experiences in the war.
Well, darling, I should just break it up.
Rob won't, I warn you. He's much too polite.
Oh, little blighter. Jeremy, I mean. The trouble is he's built this party up so much, it's such a letdown for him.
Daddy! Daddy!
In the kitchen, old son.
Grandpa says, can you help him upstairs now?
Oh, thank God. You better grab Rob, quickly.
Well, Rob's helping him up, too. Will you come and play with us?
Well, we're just finishing the washing up, darling.
Look, Rob will be down in a minute.
Why don't you ask Matt?
Well, Matt's asleep. Nobody's doing anything with us.
Oh, Lord. Never mind, darling. I think this is the moment to tell him, don't you?
What?
About where he's going tonight. Might cheer him up. You haven't said anything yet, have you?
No.
Well, then. We've got a nice surprise for you, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the party's over, we're going to pack your things, and you're coming to stay at the old bakery with Matt and me.
How long for?
All the rest of the holidays, darling.
Jeremy!